All right, good morning, friends. Today is the 4th June 2012, and we are on the final days of the retreat. Today we will talk about how you can be your own doctor. You can examine your body by the principle of reflexology. So we can use some point, some meridian to check to see any problem happen inside our body, and also it have some happen outside. So if we can examine it on a daily basis or every other day, minimum one per week, you can discover, you can find out the underlying problem quicker, and we can solve the problem faster. So it not accumulate until it becomes a severe problem. So we need to have a doctor or the hospital to take care of that. As you see, usually before exercise, before do the Qigong or Tai Chi, whenever I'm feel cold, tired, I usually rub my palm together, right? And after that to the tip of the 10 finger. So you see here, all the internal organs. We have the liver, we have the heart, and a renal gland, we have the spleen, we have stomach, we have the energy complex, that is solar plexus. So all of the major organs, the same, the nature already keep it in a very secret, very safe place in here. So in our hand, the same you will see in our feet, in our head, same when it reflect on that, it has to be protected in a very safe place. Quite all the major organ, it not reflect on outside here, on the trunk or on the tip of the finger, but it has to be protected inside our palm. See, so that is the arrangement of the nature to protect our body, especially the major organs. So when we rub it, we will create the energy, we will create the pressure. So from external, it will penetrate into internal. It also, that you know that this is some what we call the control center. From the headquarter, it will send out through the 7th chakra, that is energy. But and then it also sends to some control center, and on our palm, our feet, our face, in our ear, we will study that one by one. But all the major organs all the way be protect inside that. So when we rub that, that means we give the signal, we give the energy, and we give the stimulus to stimulate the transmission of the electron on the way, the energy to the organ. So and then the heart beat faster, the spleen produce more blood, and the liver produce more enzymes, and all the major organs that will function harmony and all together, it create the force, the energy to put internally out. First, it will spread out the energy to nourish our body. Secondly, it create the pressure to unblock any channel be blocked. And it also by that way, internally out, it will push out on the obstruction on the obstacle along the muscle or the skin by the invasion of the foreigner. So after we rub our palm together and you go out to the tip of our finger, and you see the tip of our finger, it represents for all the synapse and the brain. So it's not only on the synapse, that's the side where our body contact with the outside environment. So that's also the gate. And if we send the message out there in advance or regularly, that means we have the security guard all the way be reminded, be supported. And that if the gatekeeper do a good job, okay, we can prevent whatever unexpected, unwanted out. And we just let anything we want filter or any good thing in. At the same time when we do that, we then send out a signal to our brain to always regulate every activity harmonically. So after we rub our palm together on the tip of the finger, it also, you see, the tip of the thumb, we will stimulate the pituitary gland, and this one in conjunction with the pineal gland will regulate all of the activity in the hormone system, and from that it will regulate all the major organs in our body through the channel we already learned through seven chakras. So that is the first thing we need to do in the morning when we first wake up. When we first wake up, automatically or by the sound of the alarm. But after you practice for a while with the mindfulness, you're training your mind good enough, this alarm will be more accurate than this alarm. Alright? And it's all the way in advance. You don't need to have an alarm just in the backup only. And then also, when you train your mind, your body in a good mindfulness practice, your body can adapt to any environment, any situation in a click, just in a second, all right? So early in the morning, when we first wake up, we send out, we just accept to let a very positive thought arrive. We have a brand new 24 hour, and we smile. We wish everybody have a good energy, a new day, happy, and we vow to live fully with loving kindness and compassion, and share with everyone the time and resource. And then we rub our palm together, the tip of finger together, and then we massage our nose, our face, our forehead, and the head, the neck, only about 5 minutes. 5 minutes, and then you can start to sit up. All right, especially for the elderly people. If we not prepare that, when you hear the alarm, you sit up right away. It have many mechanisms, okay, it cause a lot of problems. Think about we are in the relaxation state, right? All the muscle, blood pressure, the nerve, it are in totally relaxed. And all of a sudden we respond to that contract, right? Just when we respond too quick like that, the nerve will contract and will tie the blood pressure, tie the muscle, so blood cannot flow to the brain. So if you're dizzy, if you just sit up, you not stand up right. Well, if you stand up, it's more dangerous. And then also when we sit up too quick like that, it will tie on the blood pressure and the blood from the heart cannot pump it out, cannot come back in. So we have a palpitation and we have a muscle spasm or twitching. It is easy to cause fall or drop the blood pressure and damage the brain, etc. So make sure, okay, we have to massage that, prepare that, and relax, and slowly, mindfully sit up. So after we sit up, we can start, okay, to massage down our arm, our chest again to put out more energy, and we start. When we sit up, the blood already prepared on the top, and now okay, start to go down to the thigh and the feet, so you can stand up. And after that, we go to the toilet. We urination, if we can have a bowel movement, but not usually at the same time. And then we can go to the what our face. Before we got our face, okay, we had to do the exam, look at that to see how our reflection, any new star coming out, any new pinpoint, any pain area, any change color in our face, our forehead. Why we need to do that? Later on, we will see many different reflections on our face. So, and then that we finish, right? And then whenever we get outside, before we do any exercise, whenever we feel tired in the office, you can do that. Nobody know what you are doing. But actually, this is a way to stimulate our internal organ to send out more energy and clear up any obstruction occurring during the time we are under stress and pressure, and it blocks the flow of energy. So only very simple, right? If you can practice in a few days to a week, you can do it 2, 3, 4 times a day, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. After a week, you will see it improve right away. It makes you feel more refreshed, more energy, more awake, more alert, and feel more flexible. All right, and secondly, after we finish that one, we will go to face. You see, on our face, it has many different reflection system. First, it can reflect the whole body on our face. You see, this is our forehead, right? And this is eyebrow, this is the nose, this is the cheek, this is the upper lip, lower lip. So on the forehead, we have the small head and the big head. It can represent for the yin and the yang, men and women. And then the eyebrow, the tip of eyebrow, that is your shoulder. And on the eyebrow, that is two arms. And outside the temporal, that is our hand. And the trunk, the buttock, the thigh. And out here, that is the knee. Or down here, that is the heel. See? And also, this is our hand. So this is one system of reflection, not only external, but internally too. So that means when you have a shoulder pain or stiffness, okay, we can, if our shoulder flexible enough, okay, we do the exercise like that, right? But if not, some people, okay, they cannot move it to the back, up here maximum. Okay, now, so we massage here. And you will see it have a kind of a bump here. It's very stiff here. It pain when we breathe it. Whenever we have a painful experience, that means energy we block. Right? So we just keep massage it slowly, and then okay, it will disappear that one. That means when energy we spread out evenly, and then okay, the painful spot disappear. And if this spot disappears, that means okay, it will relax back here. For example, if we have a back pain and we cannot put our hand back in here, okay, so you can massage, rub our nose, and we can find out some painful spot on that. We have a problem with the throat. We can massage it right here, right? But we can massage right in the area of the eyebrow and between the eyes. So it has many different places we can stimulate to clear or to heal, to treat the condition. So this diagram will tell us we can use for healing, for treatment, externally or internally, for any condition. This a little bit easier for you to see. It had two different color. The red color represents for muscular calf main. The green one, the blue one, okay, the same, but the head a little bigger. The hand it can have extra down here, and the feet it can have another one out here. So some because in a body. A female body, it have a part of male and female, the hormone of male and female, but the female more predominate than male. So that's why you come out at the form of the female. The same thing in the body of a man, it have some structure, some organ, the same like female. It have the hormone of female and male hormone, but because the male, the masculine is more predominate. So that way we come out with that. So that means, okay, on our face, the reflection, the same thing. So sometimes when the condition is shift to kind of different direction, so we need to adjust that. So we can, if I am a man, I shut down here when I have an ankle pain. But I couldn't find out any point abnormal. I can move it out a little bit. If I had the problem with my grip, I check it here, I couldn't find out anything wrong. So I may check it back down here, maybe it responds. So that means, okay, we have very flexible system. The same token for women. When they had a problem, they may check it here, but they couldn't find out anything wrong here, okay, they can check it up here. So that means we have the system between yin and yang, between men and women, and we can alternate. And the condition, it will change too, continually change when we adjust, when we correct that. Also, on the top of our head, it has another reflective system. So that's why, you see, when we exercise, we use the yield. The tip of our finger, we rotate. When we rotate, we make the vibration, and that will stimulate and help for all the electron move into that orbit correctly. And look like we hear the bell, the sound of the bell. It just keep vibrate, and the sound, the way it just going out and out, expanded. So here, when we massage, we create the vibration like a circle from front to the back, from the center to the side, and then we create the vibration, and it will help to clear up all the obstruction in the body. And the same thing did from the head to the neck to the trunk, butt up to the thigh and down here. It had another, see, now the whole body laid on the border of our forehead with the hair. So this is the shoulder, this is the arm, with the hand, the trunk, the buttock, thigh, knee, and our feet here. And the whole head and face, throat will appear on our ear. And it has another one. This one, the same with this one, but we look aside. But this one, different one. You see? This one, different one. So, that's why when we massage our face, we can have a totally at least five different systems, right? Yin and yang up front, on the top of our forehead, on our side, and then also on the top of our head, right? So, and then also before we massage our face, we already massage our palm and our hand. So this is another system. So when we're doing that, see, when we massage our face, that means that the same time we stimulate all the system, internal, externally, and from yin to yang, so we re-regulate it. Simple, but it's very effective. We not only create the vibration, we also create the heat. And when we massage that, we create a heat, and that heat will supply more energy for all the electrons to move faster. And the blood will move faster, and it loose. It not get stick together under the mucus in there. Okay, with the heat come in, it could break it down. So it's easy to kick it out, then it gets stuck in there.
Move everywhere, then touch the sort of like painful area that would mean that somewhere in the body is blocked.
Mm-hmm.
So do I use strength to sort of press it?
Yeah.
Press it more?
Yeah, we can kind of grab it, or we can palpate it to make the pressure change. You can hit slow, right? Or you can breath release. So that means you change the pressure.
So normal, if it's a total healthy person like you,
mm-hmm.
when you touch everywhere, there shouldn't be any pain.
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of problems. So sorry. What about this one, like hand and all that, if it shows
pain.
Inside,
yeah.
If there's a stiffness inside, that would mean somewhere is blocking the...
When you first have the obstruction, the blockage of the air or the energy, we usually have the sensation of kind of it bumping, but it's still soft, and the painful experience not severe. And then when it becomes the droplet, it a little bit more painful. And then when it become kind of the pump or a polyp, okay, at that point, and maybe calcium it came in deposit there. Maybe on the cell from the immune system come, so that's why okay, it makes it harder, so it blocks the energy more, and when the energy be blocked more, the pressure build up higher, so that's why the signal when it send up and it rebound, so the force it increase, so we feel painful more. Yeah. No, we don't want to wait until the end of the day. We should recognize it as early as possible. Yeah, I mean, okay, whenever, once in a while, definitely, okay, if we can practice mindfulness, we still have to lose our energy through the work, you know? So that's why we still need to do that. But if we not practice mindfulness well, so we have to do it more often, like a habit, and that automatically will refresh our energy and clear up on the obstruction.
Thank you.
Anticipation. Okay, next one. All right, so we have many different systems, right? You see, easy. All right. Here, now the internal organ. As you see in here, it have the heart will be on our nose. Our cheek will be the lung. On the right side, we have the liver. So this is the right side, this is the liver, green color. In that, we have a small one here, that is gallbladder. On the left side, we have the big yellow one, that is stomach. And underneath that, we have the pancreas, right? And the white color, that means the small intestine, the red one, that is large intestine. And this is the bladder, this is the kidney. So, it reflects completely from down here up to our face. That is one system. So we know that our lock and setting, if go from the right up, it go out, cross from the right to the left, and it go down. So when we have contemplation, only one day, we just need to rest our chin only. But when we have more than 2 or 3 days, we need to go the whole, we need to give more pressure and increase the motility of the lock and setting. So we go from the index finger, press again our upper lip from the right to the left, and press it down, and press down. So we create longer movement and we give more pressure.
So is here the rectum?
Down here. Look at the, let's see. See, if you can eat here, this is the nose. This is the cheek. This is the upper lip. This is the lower lip. This is the chin. So the bottom of the chin will be the anal. See, so we press it down completely. And when we have our GI tract on the if the digestive system or the elimination system had a problem, we see our chin is always it bum, it pain, it turn pink or red, something like that. But if you look at someone, it have a smooth, beautiful chin, you know, okay, the digestive system, elimination system doing a good job. Right? So when we breath it every day in the morning, it will help. So this is one system, and the same token, for example, we know we under stress or we have indigestion, we don't feel good to eat, okay, no appetite. So before meal, 10-15 minutes, we can use your index finger, stimulate the left side, that will stimulate the stomach, stimulate the right side, that means stimulate the liver and gallbladder, or we can do both 10-15 minutes before meal, and then everything get ready to secrete the digestive fluid, and by the time when we chew, we give the food in, it mix, get rid right away. See? And if we forgot to do that, and then when we eat, it will feel a little bit heavy, it's not really good, it pain, and then okay, we can do after meal. Okay, after we finish, okay, we can sit, relax, and we can massage, we can stimulate it. Still not too late.
If you've got diarrhea, then
what do
you do?
Diarrhea? Opposite. Because you, when you do it in this way, that means you stimulate the motility, right? And then you go opposite, that means you revert that. And remember yesterday we were talking about people, okay, have too many urination a day? Here again, you see that this is the bladder here. So we can breath in that point, stimulate it, so help to improve the tension of the sphincter, that is the valve in the bladder to release the urine. And then we also can stimulate the tip of our eyebrow. This is on the central nervous system, parasympathetic. When we stimulate that, we help to relieve or relax our central nervous system. So when we relax that, when it not stimulate, because when we be stimulate, overstimulate, it make our body urinate more. It also, when we be stimulate, okay, the heart will bump up faster, we will have tension, and blood pressure rise up, etc. So, and we had a problem with sleeping. Okay, same thing, we can stimulate on that. Massage the tip of eyebrow. we have another system turned upside down on our forehead. We just examined this one, right? We just examined this one already. Now the other one is turned upside down, up to our forehead. So the same, when we have the problem down here, or sometimes both, sometimes not down, but it's up here. So if when we examine our face before we wash in it, okay, we can see. And if we can do that on a daily basis or every other day, you will discover the pinpoint any problem right away. And then, okay, we can start massage, relieve the pressure, get back to the normal balance. And that is, we correct it already. Even though, for example, at this spot, the tip, the bottom of our chin, right? As we see this in this diagram, it will reflect, that means it's responsible for the bladder, it's responsible for the anal, it's also responsible for a toe, right? Big toe. So sometimes some spot, it will reflect for many, many different systems. And then the question we ask, so how can I know which one and how can I treat that? So simple. The water only goes to the lowest point, gradient, right? Everything in this universe, majority it go by that way. And that is the same token, the same mechanism we use for the synthetic medicine. When we have infection, once in a while you use an antibiotic, you apply right there on topical. But most of the time, we inject or we take orally, right? And the medication just travel all over in our body. But and then it just draw to the side where it has bacteria, where it has a problem only. Right? So, for example, we have upper respiratory tract infection up here. We coughing with the yellow sputum. And we cannot apply the antibiotic or the topical here. So we take the oral antibiotic. We take that to the stomach. It goes through the intestine and it travels to the blood, circulate everywhere, and then finally it draws to the upper respiratory tract, the throat, right? And during the course of therapy for 10 days or 2 weeks, after 2 days of taking medication, and then we get cut too deep, and an infection came in. And then the antibiotic, before it travel and it get to this side only. But now some of that will go to this side. You see, if that bacteria be covered by that antibiotic, if that antibiotic broad spectrum, it will cover for this side too. And a few days later, and for some reason you have a urinary tract infection, or you have a cut in your toe, again, the medication will go to that side too. You see, so that's what we can call, many different names. We can call the law of the gravity. We can call it the law of gradient. We can call that the law of extraction. Because that side, it needs something to treat, so automatically it's raw. The antibiotic or the medication or the nutrition to that side. See, so the same thing in here, that we apply from the nature, that law created by the nature, and we borrow that, we apply that. So when we have a painful spot right there, we don't need to know which system or where the problem. The earlier we discover, the earlier we resolve that. So that's it, done. We just need to listen to our body, find out the correlation, so we can do the prevention in the future. So So that's a different story. You see? But for the treatment, we don't need to think about that. You examine it on a daily basis, or I will other day, you know something wrong. Okay, so I give the energy, I massage, I send in a good hot soup energy to that, and ultimately it will resolve. The sooner the better. But if you don't practice, listen to your body, you don't reflect on what caused that or what organ had that problem, you may repeat the mistake again. You see, for example, if we have the pain under our eye, and then sometimes we expose to the cold weather, we cough. So we think, okay, this is the lung area, so I may have upper tract infection. If I cough and I see the yellow sputum, so, and then I massage that. But sometimes the sputum is coming out normal. It's just a little bit more sticky, but it's not yellow. And then you have a period. It's not irregular. It may pain in here too. And then you stay up too late. You wake up late. You mess up the circadian rhythm. Okay, this will turn purple or blue purple, right? And it pain. So at the same spot, it responds to many different ones. You don't know that because you exposed to the cold weather, you talk too much, you have coughing, or because you are having the period, or maybe you stay too late. But if you reflect on that and you listen to your body, okay, and maybe because I lay for a few days, so the pressure build up. Maybe if my period is normal, it's not irregular. Okay, so maybe because I just stay late for the last few days. Okay, so we know that, so we can prevent in the future. And if we can listen to our body carefully, slowly, we will recognize the correlation. Sometimes easy, straightforward. But most of the time, it's not easy. That's why we need the professional. Right? That's why we need to examine it on a daily basis or every other day so we can discover it as soon as possible. If we leave it longer, it will be more complicated and many organs get involved, many different conditions, many other factors get involved in that. If we eat simply, if we live simply, the sign symptom, it will be straightforward. But unfortunately, we don't do that. We try to eat too many different ones, and we try to mix too many things. We try to live too complicated. So that's why the structure, the bacteria, the mechanism, action interfere with that. It's too complicated. Cause effect. It's very clear. It's very common sense. So again, if we examine it on a daily basis, it not take long. And when you make it a habit, it's easy. When you watch your face, just pay attention closely. When you massage your face, you know wherever it has a problem. Okay, we just massage, and after that, we contemplate, see what happened the last day. Alright, you can recognize, and we keep that record. Next day, if it happens, see if any improvement or any increased severity. And you are the best doctor for your own. Because a doctor can diagnose based on his experience, based on the common data from the whole, but it's not for individual, right? Unless the people have a capacity, okay, to listen through the energy, and they can be at one with the patient. You see, that's what the difference between the diagnosis between the West and the East. In the East, okay, I can put people can look at the poll. They make questions, a few questions, and they look at your face and they know what happened 5-10 years ago. Maybe you forgot already. But the doctor can tell you, oh my goodness, how can he know? See? But the West, okay, they look at the signs, symptoms on the superficial only, and they cannot look at the underlying. And the longer you leave it there, the more complicated. So you are your own doctor, better. And if you can do that for yourself, you have experience and you can help other people better.
When sometimes that pimple, does it mean that inside is just collect too much poison?
Depend on the size, depend on the type, depend on the condition. For example, if you are in the tin, right? You are in on the tin, okay, so the hormone and some fatty acid, it cannot convert. And then, okay, the bacteria invade you, that one. So that's normal, but sometimes it becomes abnormal. If you are not in that range, okay, if you eat any fat, a lot, too much fat, or the fat with you cook incorrectly, so it be deformed, it be sticky, so our body cannot digest that, cannot eliminate that, so it will put it out right away. And usually it have a correlation to the organ. Usually when we have that around this area or around this area, because that is digestive system. If it's not down here, it pop up here, right? Or sometimes we eat too much spicy stuff, the heat dry up in our body, so that is a way to release heat too. Mm-hmm. Central nervous system. Central nervous system usually are everywhere, but more concentrate on the forehead, eyebrow. You see, when it here, we see the head concentrate in this area, and then the eyebrow. And this is the reproductive organ for men and for women. So you see, when women have irregular period, usually we see pain, so we can massage a friend on the upper lip in this area. Or when we want to prevent pregnancy, okay, we can massage the nose and the eyebrow. And you see, when you stay late, when you have an irregular period, it also makes the lower lids, right? It turns purple, or it like puffy. The same thing for men. When men have the problem with benign prostate hypertrophy, okay, the eye, it will kind of puffy, and also the nose, it kind of had a problem with pain. So look at that. I have some patient in Germany. He's a doctor, his friend is a doctor. He knows the PSA too high, he has a problem. And his face have that, but he cannot relay that, and nobody can explain it to him. And when I said, oh my goodness, how can you know that? I treat for myself, but I could not make any correlation, and nobody can explain that. All right, so that's on the K, on the top of our head, and now one more. You see our ear, another system. Again, all the major organs will be kept inside the head, head to down here, inside the screw there, the heart in. Deep inside, so it's under the major organ, it has to keep in here. And then this is exactly like the baby laid out in the womb of the mother. So when we have any chronic disease, when we have a very low energy in the cold weather, we can. That's why you see I used to rub the ear and pull it down, because this day the baby is laid down with it in the bus stop, this is the trunk and this is the head. So the energy complex here, right? So that's why we pull it down. So it will take energy from the energy complex, go along the spinal cord down to the head and the brain. It also look in general the ear. It's similar to the shape of the kidney. So our kidney again play many important role in the energy, in the filtration, in the detoxification. So massage or stimulate the point on our ear will help to improve not only the kidney but the whole body in general. Especially in the cold weather, we have some point along the outer ear. This is the heat center. That's why when we rub that, we feel it hot, right? Because the heat in the body dry up. When we rub our outer ear, we feel our body turn the heat on, so it's hot, warm. On the tip of that, it has the point for the origin. So what we want to prevent for the allergy, or we want to treat for allergy, we can stimulate that point awfully. Alright, so that is another system. At night, before we go to bed, we massage our feet. Because the whole day we stand, we walk, okay, all the pressure on our body and with the gravity force, okay, it pull out everything on our feet. So it block. That's why you see in the old time, okay, we usually walk on our bare foot. It will stimulate on the point down here. But now too comfortable, okay, we wear on the footwear. And we try to stay away from the nature, so no one must suffer, and no way we can relieve the pressure, the toxin out. But before we go to bed, we should massage from the top, on the ankle, and the bottom, okay, and also the tip of the toe. It's similar to the palm, on the major organ, it's in the arm, and the spinal is a very important axis. It has to keep inside, not outside, so it can be protected more. And the tip of the toe, like the finger on the side and the brain here. So we must suffer that, especially people overweight, people with diabetes. We need to take care more carefully because it's very important. When people with diabetes, first, we have extra sugar, that means extra energy, extra food for the bacteria to have a body. Secondly, our nerves, neural system, weak, blunt, we have no feeling, right? And then third, the protective layer, barrier, is very weak. Immune system of the diabetic patient very weak. So when we wear a very tight shoe, when we have a fingernail cut, or when we have any object injure our feet, because our neural system is blunt, so it's not very sensitive to discover that. And then also because we had a whole bunch of extra energy, the sugar, so we invite the bacteria to come in to have a party. But unfortunately, the soldier, the immune system to protect our feet, not there, or don't have enough strength to fight back. So all the bacteria just grow up too quick, very, very quick, because no one fight back and the supply fully. So it grow too quick and then it get deep inside the muscle and inside the bone. And it travel up. Usually we had infection, we have injury down here, just below the ankle. But because this one is too close, or sometimes we had just in the middle of the joint. So it can travel up to the knee. So when we not exam on a daily basis, by the time when we find out, it's too late because all the bacteria get inside the muscle or inside the bone already. So with normal people, we can cut right there. We can use the antibiotic, strong, potent antibiotic to treat it. But again, unfortunately for diabetic patients, the immune system is very weak and the supply for the sugar is too high, so the bacteria grow too fast and it just travel real quick until it be stopped by the joint. That's why, see, for the diabetic patient, it used to be amputated. That's the only way to treat. Bacteria grow too fast, it moves very fast. So no way we can stop it right away if we not discover it early or on time. So before bedtime, we should massage. If we can have the warm water with a little bit salt in that, we soak in that for about 10, 15, 20 minutes and massage and go to bed. So you will have a wonderful, peaceful night. And when we massage that means, okay, we have to open the gate. So all the toxin going out and the bad energy going out. And when we lay down, we relax more, okay, all that we're putting out. And then early in the morning, the new energy will come in to recharge our body. So if we can do that every day, every other day, will be good for our body. Not only to detox, it's also to recharge our body fully. So if we can have a full recharge, next day we will have enough or extra energy to work for the new day. The stress will not be up, and then we in a good cycle. Otherwise, if the toxins still remain in our body, the charge not fully charged, and then we don't have enough energy, and then the stress building up, toxin building up, and then we get trapped in the bad cycle over and over again. So, hand, face, head, ear, and feet, right? Simple. Especially when we have opportunity, we will investigate deeper into this system, and you can see it's fun to follow the symptom or the movement, the change on our face. We see the different perfection, different energy, different point of pain, or it kind of different texture. Sometimes bump a little bit up, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's pain, sometimes nothing, but we feel tingling. And if we mindfully learning, listen to that, okay, we can have interaction and we can resolve it on time. All right, let's see anything else. I think basically if you practice this one for weeks, and you will see the difference right away. All right, and not only you wait until you get old or you have the problem. You young, but everyone have to work every day. So after 2, 3, or 4 hours of working, we will spend a lot of energy, tension, stress. We just need to massage our hand and our face, and we see the relief. And when we go home, we feel a little better than the other day, right? Let's see, one more. All right, so, and then after we do all that, early in the morning, again, after we examine outside, we should look at our tongue, look at our tongue to see the layer, the cover in our tongue, to see what color it has. Because if we not look at that, sometimes it cause a lot of problem and it can tell the immune system inside our body. If we, for the very young people, that means overheat, and you see people that are that patient skinny, the tongue is kind of dry and it's red. For people which love it, overweight, usually have cold, the cover, the thick, right? So two conditions. First, for people with sluggish, that means the fluid in the body building up, on the negative energy building up, the weight building up, the blood not circulate right, so it will cause the moisture. and the layer it takes. For people with undernutrition, exhausted, dry up, literally dry, and the layer very thin or sometimes don't have anything on the tongue. That's the condition in general. And now we go into the color to see it relates to which organ. If we have the red color, usually it relates to a heart. If we have a yellow color, it relates to the liver, the gallbladder, or the spleen. If we have a white color, it relates to the respiratory system. And if we have kind of the dark brown or black color, it relates to the kidney. And then sometimes when our immune system is weak, definitely okay, when we have the mucus accumulate in the body, and then the immune system weak, so our blood become acidic, right? So the fungus is everywhere in the environment. It will appear up in our tongue too. We see it not only the white color, but it looks like it have colonies, right? It different for women. It not only have in the tongue, it have in the vagina too. And it also have for both men and women inside of intestine. So in that case, if we don't know and we just keep taking milk, yogurt, that means make it worse. So if we don't know, if we don't listen to our body, sometimes some food we think it good, it turn out okay, it makes the condition more severe. So let's wash our tongue before we have before we brush our teeth. Will help to find out the problem too. And then we have many things, but we don't have enough time to cover. In general, we are talking about the blockage of the energy. So it's not only on our face. The reason we do our hand, our face, because it's easy, right? Secondly, because 70% minimum, the problem right now relates to the central nervous system because of overstimulation of the electromagnetic field. It also because we are under stress too much, we worry too much. So it attacks our central nervous system, and from that it attacks on the hormone gland. Secondly, after we examine our hand, our head, our face, when we have a shower before we go to bed, we should examine our body, especially for women, the belly area around the umbilical cord. This is not only responsible for the digestive system, it's responsible for the uterus. And that is another sign. Usually women have the tumor of cancer, and also down to this area, again it's responsible for the lock insertion where all the toxin on the fiber on the substance eliminate and get stuck there. And also this is the problem trip. And if we have irregular period because it gets stuck in there, and some, I think not some, but almost about one third of women had a problem with the polyp or the tumor in here too. And after we massage the belly area, when we go up, we massage the breast and the middle of the chest. Remember, here, this is the headquarter of the immune system. So we massage to stimulate and to relieve the tension, the stress. After that, we move up to under the collarbone. If we breathe, if we pain, that means it block not only the circulation system, but respiratory system too. Relate to point here, and go up on the shoulder. This is another one. When it's compressed, the pressure, the energy is ready to put it through the neck and massage our thyroid gland. Okay, so we go here down, we go here up. When we have a shower or before go to bedtime, and after we release, we open on the gate under the blocket, the energy can flow, the tension can be relieved, the muscle can be relaxed, and easier to get into the sleep. And the process of that continue to detox and to recharge for our new energy. All right, let's see. Yeah, I think that's it for now. I already sent out information for you yesterday. So by the time when you go home, you can check email. And if you have any question, you can send me back. I'm not promised to reply right away within 24 hours, but hopefully within a week. All right, because I will have another retreat in the next few days. That is first. Secondly, thank you very much for coming and sharing with us. And hopefully everyone will find out a nearby Sangha and continue to practice and improve yourself and help the community as well as help the universe. The next one, we are going to have a training program every year for the college, university student and young professional on time management, priority management, on the health issue, charity work, and working with the disability people, working in the nature, and learning what we call interactive with many different cultures, many different languages. The program I have are 4 weeks for everyone, for every country, every nation. And also we have a charity work to help for the orphanage, for the elderly, for the leprosy people in the poor country. So if anyone want to join, let me know. I will send you the program information. If anyone want to share, want to donate for them, for that program, you're welcome to deposit in the bell. And let's see, what else? All right, and then hopefully I can see you again with the better condition, improvement not only physical but spirituality. I think, do we need to invite the sister in?
She's coming in 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes?
In 10 minutes.
All right.
But I mean, this place is only available until next June, so.